John Fina, the legend of the game.
Great job, John Fina.
Yeah.
How about that stadium across the street?
Going up.
Yep.
Josh, when was the last time you were down there?
That was the first time I've seen it, and it's crazy.
It's like a stadium.
Yeah.
It's like, up.
And like looking through it, too, like I saw like the doorways coming out to the seats, and I'm like, I could be walking out of there in a few years. Like, yeah. It's just wild to think about it like that and like look through it like that.
Hey, if Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars are not going to be making the playoffs this year, which 0-3 doesn't look like they are, yesterday could be Lawrence's only visit to that Highmark Stadium. It was his first time. It did not go well. They could come back in the playoffs this year or next year, and that's it.
I mean, I doubt they're going to play the Bills this year.
No, I don't think so either.
0-3? They never showed the stadium on the broadcast last night, did they?
The new one?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it.
They showed Niagara Falls.
Yep.
Which, you know, they probably got the B-roll on that at this point. But then I don't think they ever pointed the camera over at the new stadium.
803-0550. Open segment. Time to take your calls. It's Victory Tuesday. We're hanging out, you know? Come hang out.
So the power ranking thing, by the way, that is a little disingenuous, if I will. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, tweeted, "We never drop the number one team in the power rankings without a loss. This week we made an exception." And the picture's Josh Allen. So the implication is, hey, we dropped the Chiefs and moved the Bills up. And then you click on the link and he's got both the Bills and Chiefs ranked as number one, which I don't think is technically allowed in the universal law of power rankings. If you made me the czar of all power rankings and how they are conducted, this would be illegal. Absolutely illegal. You can't have two number ones. It's not how it works. A 1 and a 2. And he does list the Chiefs after the Bills. So it's like they're the second one, which just means they're number 2. Is it crazy to put the Bills number 1 today?
Not at all. No.
So many are just going to say that, like, you can't put the Chiefs, you can't drop the Chiefs down until they actually lose a football game.
But that's the point of power rankings.
Exactly, which is why I would respect more the person that puts the Bills number 1, but I just don't know how many you're going to do it today.
Somebody go ahead and put the Steelers 18. You can do that. It's power rankings. Do whatever you want.
Right. Right. My other rule number 2 of power rankings and what not to do, don't do the standings.
Yes.
Don't just have it be a list of the 3-0 teams and then a list of the 2-1 teams and a list of the 1-2 teams.
Mike on a cell. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Great. You know, sports talk radio can sometimes be described as therapeutic. And every once in a while, you guys will say something that will bring up a feeling that maybe people didn't know they had. And this week, Joe did that for me. But to tell you about it, I just want to go back a little bit to 1976. It's the 2000 or the 200th celebration of your Declaration of Independence. Jimmy Carter is elected. The Commodore flies its first flight. And of course, Apple is founded. But in all of those things, we experience something during the Summer Olympics that revolutionizes sport forever. It's the first time we ever see picture in picture.
Uh-huh.
Now, it takes 10 years until the mid-80s for it to become commercialized, and then not until about 2011 when everybody gets it in their home because of DirecTV. Now, yesterday, I had a long day. I live in a small town, and I drove all over downtown Toronto yesterday, which is a nightmare for anybody who lives in a small town. I got home late. I had to watch the game with a two-hour delay on my PVR, not knowing if it was going to be worth staying up. I ate Costco leftover chicken nuggets and fries in the air fryer for my kids. And there was nothing about my day that upset me, except while trying to watch the Buffalo Bills drive down the field. And on the right side of my screen, not being able to see it, because there's, I think, Washington or maybe the Bengals, because on a screen that small, all their uniforms look the same, on the goal line, and maybe there was a penalty, or maybe there wasn't. And I don't think this is something that I would have been upset about if Joe hadn't gone on a rant about it 2 days ago, but I wanted to thank you for, like, bringing that to the surface for me and that little bit of rage, but it also let me put it somewhere. What a game. What a team. What a quarterback. Let's go, Bills.
Yeah.
This season is going to be a ton of fun, and the only thing that can ruin it is ESPN.
Yeah. So
have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. To this point.
Way to cap that. That was so good.
You ranted about picture in picture?
A little bit.
Was I out that day?
No, you were here. It was quick. It was a quick rant about how ESPN, when they do the double headers, they will put both games on at the same time, even when you're a local fan watching the local broadcast, and I've still got Commanders-Bengals on the 5, but I'm trying to watch the Bills in the red zone.
Now, I think I got this right. I experienced the same thing. I'm watching the game. They go picture in picture. I'm like, I don't want to watch the Commanders and the Bengals in another screen.
Get it away. There's no play-by-play for it. The broadcasters don't even acknowledge that it's there. I don't think.
I'm going to say this because I don't remember if this is right. I switched to Channel 4.
Last night?
Yeah. The game was on Channel 4.
Really?
And I
Oh, because the other game was on ABC.
I made a point to say, like, oh, I've got one game on ESPN that's giving me the doubleheader.
Right.
If I flip to Channel 4, I'm pretty sure the double screen went away.
Really? Okay.
But this is the kind of thing where I made a point to switch to Channel 4, being like, oh, this will fix that problem. And then I don't remember if I just tuned it out. I think it fixed the problem. I think on Channel 4, you got the Bills.
That would have surprised me if that was true, but I'll take your word for it.
Because it's the local market.
Okay.
Right? And if you don't have ESPN or don't have whatever, they're not going to just give you another game for free.
See, I thought, though, they would just be taking the ESPN feed.
Somebody from Channel 4 text. I'm embarrassed to say I don't actually know if the thing that I did worked.
Yeah.
But I just switched on Channel 4, and I'm pretty sure I did not see split screen anymore.
But, Mike, thanks for calling, because they did that last night, and I think everybody was probably annoyed when they did it. Everybody.
Let's talk about
what's the point? Who is it for?
Who is it for?
Well, I can turn on the other game. Is it for the casual fan?
It's for someone that wants to watch two games at once.
Right.
But let's talk about how much space they wasted.
Oh, yeah,
Your screen is full of not the games.
Yeah, I know. We really do need to figure that. Put them on top of each other. Why do I have...
That's what the multi-view for YouTube TV does.
It's like 40% of the screen is just this graphic that some intern designed yesterday.
It's terrible. Dave in North Tonawanda. Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Hi, guys. First of all, I want to, I work at the Bills games and then I record them, afterwards because I can't pay attention that closely when I'm working. And I recorded Channel 4 last night and they had that double box because I watched the first half.
Okay.
On my recording. So they did have that double box and it was annoying to me too.
Yeah. Got a couple tweets about that. Maybe it just came less and less. I don't know. I failed to do it. Yeah.
I don't know. It was there.
It was annoying.
It was annoying. So I want to follow up on your conversation this morning on the Yak Yards and the transformation of the roster. You know, I've been a McDermott supporter all along and haven't understood the haters, but maybe we should give him a little credit. Who better to understand what would defeat the too high shell defenses than somebody that's really good at that? And other teams has kind of sort of tried it. Kansas City with Tyreek Hill and then the Dolphins with Hill. But the Bills with the 2 years since, well, actually less than 2 years because Dorsey was fired last year, they and working with Bean, they've got these guys now that can do what you guys have all talked about, getting the Yak Yards underneath the two high safeties in the shell, and of course Josh is just, you know, he's in his prime, coming into his prime now in the mental game, and him being in the same system all these years, you know, he's almost like Peyton Manning, and I'm not comparing him to Peyton Manning, he knows what's going on in the offense. And he just doesn't go through all the machine, you know, the hand signals and all that stuff that Peyton did. But Peyton and Tom Brady and these guys that have been in a system, or they've been a quarterback for 68 years, been really good, and now he's, you know, but my real point is, let's give Sean McDermott some credit. You know, I'm nervous like Shope and some of the people that say, well, you know, they're running the ball more, and, you know, that seems to be what he likes to do, which is great. But now, before last night's game, we were talking about the first two games, and they still had Josh, you know, super passing Josh, sort of in their back pocket because they didn't need it in the first two games. And then you got Joe Brady come out and say, well, look, if they're going to play that man-to-man defense, we're going to just carve them up. Yep. And they did.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. You know, you say you don't want to compare him to Peyton Manning. Go for it. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and right now he might be the best. Playing the best this year. And if, as I hear you talking about, you know, Manning or some of these other guys in those offenses, the word that comes to my mind is command. Josh Allen has complete command of this offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, at least he did yesterday, and he did against the Dolphins like he always does. And against Arizona, you know, they went pass heavy. Like the pass run conversation for me is always going to go back to like the Chiefs playoff game where I thought they ran it to their own detriment. It's no secret how to beat the two high shell. It's no secret how to do a lot. The question is like how you're playing the game. And what the Bills went into this offseason wanting was explosive plays. They said it a lot. It's one of the reasons they drafted Coleman was for explosive plays. He gave you one.
Mm-hmm.
You have been picking up explosive plays, some in the run game, some in the pass game. James Cook's giving you those. Shakir is giving you yards after catch explosive plays. So you've got to find different ways to kind of break open these defenses. And a big, big part of it is getting the quarterback to be comfortable enough, good enough, in command of the offense. Young guys come in the league and want to whip it down the field. Caleb Williams is dealing with this right now. Like you gotta reinvent yourself and you gotta eat your vegetables. And Allen is able to do that. He buys in. He's excellent. And the Bills right now look like they've got a pretty, pretty good build. And it's about continuing to look this good. Coleman to continue to emerge, Kincaid, Shakir, Cook, and if Brady is a witch, as much as I might have had doubts about this offense and its build, I said to you a lot, Joe, I said, if Brady's a witch, they're going to be fine, no matter what. And, you know, by the time this season ends, we'll talk about $60 million added in cap space and a ton of draft picks. Being this good in a transition year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the juice is back. It's just, I think it's a great feeling for Bills fans right now that, you know, this year might be a little bit tougher. And still might. But, man, what a start. Extendo Sports and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.